Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is. Let's go. Hey, this is Connect Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. And we ain't got no hate.
Tell me why they all hating on me. Cause it's God over money on my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same ones and put him there and died for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, and some of y'all love it. Some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back.
Cause
all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater,
hater.
All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Came with a flaw, I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss. And he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king, and I bang for the cause. You say you ain't a Christian, alright, cool. And you can't rock with it, cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you got two. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First I'm a hater, cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on the low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drown in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, stunting on a hater like, you won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though, Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift, something like where them Indians would live. Intense. More than music than your amusement. Knew that before we had formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the law was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong, the illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing a blueprint. So any hater regard to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
You heard it. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's the deal, what's the deal? Y'all know what it is, amen. It's the number one prayer line in the world, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. We are most definitely in the building on tonight. We thank God for each and every person out there on YouTube watching. Praise God, hallelujah. If you're watching the video, praise God out there on YouTube, we strongly encourage you, hallelujah, to call one of those numbers on your screen. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. At 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard time, and be a part of the number one prayer line in the country. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Be a part of the movement of God in 2021. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we're going to take you to 2022, 2023. 22 and beyond. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person out there. We're going to go to the throne of grace and get this Holy Ghost party started up tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before you right now, Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our life. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength, Lord. Lord, we lean on you on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We need you. We need you to strengthen us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. In our time that we are going through, Lord, we ask for strength in each and every one of our individual situations, Lord. Why? Because you said it's not to the one that finishes the race the fastest. It's the one that endures to the end. Glory to God. So we need strength on the night to endure. Hallelujah to the end on today, Lord. We thank you for our many blessings, for our life, our health, our strength, Lord. We thank you for our children, our seeds, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the physical manifestation of you in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for a closer relationship with you. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it, Lord. We love you for it. We glorify you for it on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We just love you, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy. We command you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to flee from the line. And we thank you on today. We praise you on today, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We give honor and praise to God. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be lifted up. Praise God. We want to thank y'all for choosing us today. Amen. Praise God. You could have dialed in or tuned in or watched anybody in the world on today. Hallelujah. But we thank you for choosing. Hallelujah. The number one prayer line in the world, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, right here on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we bring you, hallelujah, amen, only, amen, the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. The uncensored truth, the unfiltered truth, the unwatered down truth. Glory to God. Any ministry you hear on the The Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, is the truth. And the truth tonight, glory to God, is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship with my brother, hallelujah, amen, praise God, all the way over there on the West Coast, hallelujah, praise God, in Long Beach, California, praise God, I'm talking about none other than Apostle Eldon A. Curry, who will be coming along later on in our broadcast. Amen. Praise God via phone and bringing a dynamic word from God as he always does. Praise God. Hallelujah. The number one prayer line in the world. We thank God for you on tonight. We're about to go to the throne of grace. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. With our testimonies and our prayer requests. This is the time that we suggest everybody call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can lay back and listen on the radio. You can lay back and watch, amen, on the air. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But if you call in, praise God, hallelujah, to the fellowship, you can receive that personal prayer during this time. Praise God, hallelujah. I always read a scripture, amen, to give people time to call into the line. If you're out there, amen, on Blog Talk Radio, listening live, praise God. If you're out there on YouTube, call at those times we told you earlier in the broadcast, hallelujah, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. Praise God, hallelujah. So you can put your prayer request on the throne of grace. We believe this. We believe what the Word of God says. Praise God. And what the word of God tells us is, hallelujah, amen, that when two or more touch and agree on anything in the earth, hallelujah, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. That scripture goes on to say, glory to God, hallelujah, that whatever we unleash on earth will be unleashed in heaven. Glory to God. So we invite you to call in with your prayer request so we can touch and agree on that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We also invite you, amen, to call in with your testimonies on the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because somebody, maybe you know the grace of God. Maybe you know what God can do. Maybe you've been in a situation and God brought you out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we invite you, if you got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, call in. Hallelujah. Put your testimony on the throne of grace. Why? Because somebody out there might be going through what you done already came out of. Glory to God. Somebody out there, watch this. Hallelujah. Got some kind of problem in their marriage that you done already had. Somebody out there, glory to God, got some kind of problem with their children that you done already had. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. They got some kind of personal problem within themselves that you done already had. Your testimony could encourage that person on tonight. Hallelujah. Your testimony can say you can come up out of that sin. Your testimony can say God can fix that relationship. Your testimony can say God, hallelujah, can fix that child. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we strongly, strongly encourage you, if you're out there, hallelujah, over the airwaves, amen, to call in to the number 516-666-9967. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You will call in directly into Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Now, if that number doesn't work, amen, because some of the carriers, amen, out there aren't allowing that number to go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have a backup number. Amen. Praise God. And that number is 848-220-3100. And that one has an access code, or you might see an extension, 299-299. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to call in. Hallelujah. I guarantee that 848 number will get you through. Hallelujah. If the 516 number doesn't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you that are calling in. Go with me to Mark 11. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace on tonight. Go with me to Mark 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. Hallelujah. We talked about earlier the power in prayer, the power in numbers, and the power in prayer mixed together. Amen. God moves. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we're just going to talk about, amen, prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Mark 11, amen, beginning at verse 23. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 22. Amen. Praise God. And it says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, and shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when ye standing praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which also in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Before we open up the phone lines, praise God, hallelujah, for testimonies and prayer requests, I just want to talk just a second about verse number 26. Praise God. This verse is crucial to our prayer life. Hallelujah, amen. See, it's not just about receiving the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not just about receiving the blessings, because we love the verses before. Whatever we desire when we pray, when we ask for it and believe, we gonna get it. Oh, glory to God. We love that. We want our marriages fixed. We want our children to act right. We want our jobs to get better. Hallelujah. We want the cash flow to start flowing right. Hallelujah. We want everything to smooth out. Amen. We want the blessings. We want to be healed. We want the blessings. We want deliverance from that sin. We want the blessings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there's a catch. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a catch. There's a requirement Hallelujah. Two requirements. One requirement is that you believe that whatever you prayed for, God heard it and he has answered it. Glory to God. Now, the second requirement is that you ask the Father to forgive those who have sinned against you. Hallelujah. Forgive those who you are mad at. Forgive those who have gotten on your nerves. Forgive those, hallelujah, who have abused you as a child, that molested you as a child. Forgive those, hallelujah, amen, who beat you. Forgive those who lied on you. Forgive those who backbited on you. Forgive those. He said, watch, I like the way the Lord said it. He said, if ye have against any, because we are quick to forgive those who we love. If I love you, I'm going to forgive you. I forgive my kids. I forgive my wife. I forgive, hallelujah, praise God, my friends, amen. But can I forgive my enemies? Glory to God. That's the true test. Hallelujah, praise God. It ain't hard to forgive your husband. You see him every day. Glory to God. You got to come to grips, hallelujah, with whatever's going on in the household. Y'all got to get along. Hallelujah, praise God. It's easy to forgive your kids, glory to God. Them your kids, them came out of your loins. Hallelujah, praise God. It's easy to forgive mama, even though mama wasn't there. That's still your mama. Hallelujah, praise God. But can you forgive Uncle Joe that used to sneak in the room at night? Can you forgive, hallelujah, Billy that used to beat you up when you was in school? Hallelujah. Can you forgive Michael that date raped you on your first date? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you forgive that woman, hallelujah, that lied and was cheating on you and took all your money? Glory to God. Can you forgive that man that lied on you at the job, praise God, and got you fired? Can you forgive that person that you hate, the person you dislike? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God is just asking you to forgive them. See, we get it confused. Forgiveness don't mean I necessarily like you. Glory to God. See, we want to forgive people we like. I like you, so it's easy for me to forgive you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But can I forgive the person I don't like? Can I forgive my enemy? Praise God. Like Jesus said, we got to pray for those who spitefully use us. Hallelujah. Spitefully use you. That means they're using you on purpose. See, some people use you and they don't realize they're using you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's easy for you to forgive that person because you didn't know what you was doing, so I forgive you. Praise God. But you. You came in my life with the intention to use me. Praise God. You never liked me. Praise God. Hallelujah. You came with specific intentions to use me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I love you anyhow. I forgive you. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Because I got to love you, but I ain't got to like you. I ain't got to hang around you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But I do have to forgive you. Why do I have to forgive you? Because that guarantees my seat. See, I ain't going to let you take my seat. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. I ain't going to let you take my seat. Praise God. Because that's basically what you're doing. When you refuse to forgive somebody, you are relinquishing your seat. You can't have my seat. Hallelujah. I don't care what you did. Praise God. Amen. Because you may not even have a seat. Hallelujah. Up there. Praise God. So how I'm going to let somebody that don't have a seat take mine? Hallelujah. They ain't even going to get it themselves, but I don't even have my own seat. Hallelujah. Because I was mad at them. Glory to God on tonight. So as we open up the phone line, praise God, amen, and we come to the throne of grace. Let's come with that attitude of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's ask God to forgive those that have sinned against us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that God, hallelujah, will forgive us as well. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight with a testimony or a prayer request? Glory to God. Phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we just bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's Wednesday night. I don't know what's going on a Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's always some kind of great falling away. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember when Jesus, y'all may not know the story, Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter. When Jesus entered into Jerusalem, they met him screaming, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Amen. They fanned him with the palm leaves. That's what I call Palm Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As he entered into Jerusalem, they worshiped him. But by Thursday, they was hollering out, crucified. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. You know, I met people, amen, and when I meet people introduce me to people, and they tell me these people are the greatest people they ever met. Hallelujah. Amen. Until that person says something they don't like. Glory to God. Oh, he's anointed. He's appointed. I listen to everything he say until he say something you don't like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't get mad at the word. That's the problem. Glory to God. We get mad at the person. Praise God, not realizing the person is just preaching the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can take it or leave it. Hallelujah. Amen. But you don't get mad at me. Hallelujah. What they used to say, don't shoot the messenger. That's what them gangsters do. If you send me a messenger, praise God, we'll send that messenger. I mean, they would, not we. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Send that messenger back till you cut up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing in the church. We're shooting the messenger. Glory to God. Getting mad at the message. Hallelujah. And blaming the messenger for the message. Oh, glory to God. Y'all let go. Hallelujah. Amen. We blaming the messenger for the message. Praise God. Amen. We got to realize it's just the word. Hallelujah. You got to receive the word. Either you take it or leave it. Hallelujah. And guess what? I guess a lot of people leaving it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you can lead a word, but guess what? The Bible says, hallelujah, the earth, the moon, the stars, all of that will pass away. And the word of God will still be standing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Everybody that's called in thus far. Everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people in their feelings. Amen. Praise God. But that's okay. Hallelujah. Because we don't preach the word anyway. Y'all don't hear me on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We getting ready to hear the word of God. And getting ready to bring forth the word of God as he has. Hallelujah. So many times before. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is my brother, hallelujah, in Christ, over there on the West Coast. Hallelujah. Long Beach, California, is in the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I got to give myself a shout out. H-Town, Texas. Is in the house. Amen. So from the dirty, hallelujah, amen, all the way to the west side, hallelujah, amen, we are bringing you the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is pastored by my brother in Christ, hallelujah, amen, your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle himself, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Immediately, glory to God. Hallelujah. Following this next election, praise God, we will be in the hands of the man of God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like this song, praise God, because we only came here for one reason, to be in one place with God. Hallelujah.
Song just says, in one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus, in one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus, there is no other place where I'd rather be than in one place, in one tabernacle with Him. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus,
Jesus.
There is no,
no other place
where I'd rather be than
lift your hands in the room.
I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence. And I find peace here. I find joy here. All I need is here in your presence. I'm here because I love to be.
left in me. Thank you for receiving me. Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place. Here in one place, I love this place. Oh, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for receiving us. Here in one place, I love this place. Yeah, thank you for accepting me. You tell him, thank you for receiving me. You didn't have to, but I thank you for accepting me. Every voice tell him, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for receiving us.
Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We are still awaiting the apostle on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will be joining us shortly. Hallelujah. Amen. We just praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah for everything he's doing, everything he you know what? I'm going to play this song for you. Praise God. As soon as I can find it, praise God. There you go. Hallelujah. Amen. I love this song. I loved it from the moment I heard it. It didn't have to grow on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it just tells us the love that God has for us because he thought we were worth saving. Glory to God.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Brown from Anthony Brown and Duke Derrick. And I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Work, from the new project, Everyday Jesus. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about, in fact, the greatest love of a Savior that would give his life for both you and for me. I think in this world that we live in, we're reminded enough of what we'll never become, what we'll never do, and what we can't do. But I want you to know today that he thought you were worth saving. He thought you were worth dying for. He thought you were worth keeping. And because of all of that, not only am I worth it, but so are you. Check it out.
Nothing else could Nothing else.
Tonight. We thank God. Amen. We're still waiting on the apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have an everlasting God. Glory
will you put
God.
That in this
Hallelujah.
Atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord. Salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will wait on you. Yes. Say it again. Hey. I will trust in you. Yes. Sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. I will remain confident in this, I will see.
easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
I will trust in the Lord.
Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
we
got
to trust in the Lord until we die. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is calling for us to be loyal. Amen. Until we reach the finish line. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm going to trust in him until I die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until he rapture me up.
I'm
going to
trust in him until I die. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody
give God a clap.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless God on tonight. Amen. Amen. God is an awesome God. Amen. Praise God for
amen.
Who he is. Because no matter how the devil fight, how many know that God is a greater fighter than the devil? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
And yes, he is.
You really learn how to, and when you learn how to trust in the Lord, there's a rest that come with it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because you know that the battle is
hallelujah.
It's the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know who God is talking to tonight, but he wants you to rest in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Take your rest in the Lord. Don't you worry about what's going on around you, because he in control of everything. Somebody say everything. Hallelujah.
Everything.
And I'm learning, beloved, that the more you rest in him, the more you want to rest in him. Amen. The more you realize that worrying about a thing don't change it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you worry, then why are we praying? And then if we praying, then why are we worrying? Hallelujah. Because you can't do both at the same time. Amen. If you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you nullify.
That's
amen.
Right.
Your prayer about worrying about the situation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says, cast all our cares upon him. Amen. For he carries
that's right.
Come on here, somebody. God.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be all over in the morning. Tell somebody, hey, shout out to
it's
going to
be all over in the morning.
Hey, shout out to the Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you just give it till the morning, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Yo,
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Man, tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen, we do bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Wanna give God thanks and reverence tonight for my dear brother. Amen. I love him to life. Hallelujah. And I bless God for him tonight. Somebody give God praise and adoration for Elder Andre. Hallelujah.
Bless you, my brother.
Somebody.
Bless
you. Thank you, man. God. Hallelujah. And to everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight, hallelujah. Amen. We do bless God. Amen. For you as well. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm trying to see how God want to do this thing tonight concerning what he want to say to us, because I hear two things specifically from the Lord that I'm looking at right now. Amen. Okay, Lord. Let's go to Revelation.
Amen.
And I'm hearing God talk about Babylon. How many know that we are in Babylon right now?
Amen.
And then there's a solemn cry for God's people in this hour. Notice I said for God's people, not for everybody, but for God's people. Amen. Okay. Amen. Come with me right quickly. Hallelujah. To our Revelation 17. Amen. I'm seeing some things, y'all. Amen. And I'm praying because God is specifically speaking to his people. He's not speaking to everybody right now. I don't know how well y'all can hear me tonight.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me pretty good tonight?
Amen. Yeah, we got a good clear connection.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to make it plain tonight that God is calling and talking to his people specifically. Not everybody. This is not an everybody call. This is not an everybody call. This is for those whom the Lord has chosen. So if you're online tonight, because you are connected to God, God says you're not just online to be online. You ain't online just because you want to hear something fanatical. you online because you want to hear the spirit of your God and what he has to say to us in this hour. Because how many know there's a lot of voices going on? Hallelujah. There's a lot of voices speaking right now. A lot of voices. Come on here, somebody. If you keep on going through, you're going to hear something that will tickle your ear. Come on here, somebody. In other words, you're going to hear something that, you know, that agree with your suki of what you want to do. That's why it's good to be tied into what God wants us to do and not to what we want to do. Because how many know what we want to do? 99.9% of the time is not what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have to stay connected to him at all times. Amen. Revelation
Amen.
Chapter 17. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads. It says, with the first verse, it says, and there came one of the seven angels. Somebody said seven.
Seven.
Out of the seven came one of the angels which had seven vials. Somebody said seven.
Seven.
And talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, or come here. And I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. Somebody said great whore.
Great whore.
Now, how many of you know, and I ain't saying this to be funny, how many know that when you're called a great whore, that means that you done superseded whore. You done did some things that put you up there at the top for whore. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
And those the angel calls her the great whore. Those other whores, but you was the one that was the great whore. You did the most. Come on here, somebody. That sitteth upon the many waters. That sitteth upon the many waters. Hallelujah. Now, in case you didn't know who the great whore is, the great whore is Babylon. But Babylon is the secret code for America. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
So America is being called the great whore. Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
So who is she whoring with? And who has she committed fornication with? Ooh, gosh, I need to go down deep tonight. I hope y'all gonna stay with me tonight. Hallelujah. The whoredom that she has been committing, the one she has been whoring with is the devil himself. And the whoredoms of how she has committed great whoredoms is through homosexuality. The same spirit that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah behind. Now the fornication is talking about spiritual fornication. We always look at fornication as having sex without marriage. But we don't talk about the spiritual fornication. The spirit fornication that has to do with how we sleep with the devil and then turn around and try to sleep with God. Woo! Help me tonight, God. But notice how it starts off. It says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. So it's talking about the presidents. It's talking about those who are in high political arenas of authority. They're in there, but they're in there because they have proven the loyalty of being able to fornicate with the enemy to the degree that he has given them a promotion. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost.
Lord,
And so that kind of fornication turns the wrath of God on America, has turned the wrath of God on America. And not only America, but everybody that's holding with her. Let me make it plain tonight. Not only America, but everybody that is going along with America. Everybody that is in this thing together. Oh yeah, they in it together. They like Al Jarreau. They in this thing together. But how many know that God says, okay, now when I start throwing out my wrath, then everybody that is doing this evil and wickedness in my sight and throwing it up in my face is going to catch my hand in this thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It says, verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and then the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. I don't know, beloved, but do it seem like to you that we in a land of drunkenness?
Yes.
People drunk with their sin. They drunk with their fornication. They done got overindulged in this thing. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
They ain't got no shame about it. They ain't got no conviction about it. As a matter of fact, they don't feel nothing about it. But they just want to do what they want to do. Come on here, somebody. I want to do my thing. It's not about God's thing no more. It's about my thing. I want to do my thing. But then when God started dropping folks from out of nowhere, amen, when people start dropping dead, then it's no more their thing. Then it's like, Lord, I need some help. Amen. Lord, can you help me? God was saying, I was trying to help you before you got in this state. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe Beyonce wrote a song called Drunk in Love. But in Revelation, it says,
yes, she did. She's
drunk with the wine of her fornication. Come on here, somebody. Whose fornication are they drunk with? They are drunk with the fornication of the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Verse 3, and so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet. Now this woman that was shown to John represented America. And she was set upon a scarlet colored beast.
Okay.
And then it says, now anytime you see beast refers to government. That's the code name for government. Now, the woman is setting up on a beast. Now if you Google this up, you'll see what I'm talking about, because it's going to pop up on Google. Then it's going to blow your mind. A woman setting up on a beast. Beasts represent the government. Full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The seven heads has to do with the seven head leaders. The ten horns have to do with the country that is connected and set up to this new world order. Come on here, somebody. Somebody didn't just say new world order. Yeah, new world order. We've been in it for a minute. Ever since the 9/11. Come on here, somebody. I don't mean to keep anybody in the dark, so I'm going to turn the light on. Listen, when them quote-unquote planes was supposed to have hit that World Trade Center, the World Trade Center was already blown up before the trains hit. But that was set up by our government. Come on here, somebody. Bush knew about it before it happened. How can you know about something before it happened unless you plan for it to happen? But the minute after that, Bush Senior got on national TV and announced the New World Order. Y'all better hear what I'm saying to y'all tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know who online, but listen to what I'm telling you. If you look this up, you will see I ain't lying. When the minute that happened, Bush Senior got on national TV and announced that this is the beginning now of the New World Order. Come on here, somebody. I want somebody to look it up and see if I'm telling the truth. Because you will see that everything I'm telling to you is the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so that's how they announced the New World Order from the 9/11. And what did it affect? It affected what? The money. And the money ain't been right ever since what? The 9/11. Oh, God, help me, God, in here tonight. In fact, God is saying out of all of this, I'm calling you out of Babylon. That's why God spiritually and mentally don't want us to be connected to this thing. Hallelujah. Because you can only be connected if you drink of the wine that they're drinking of. Yeah. Is anybody with me tonight?
Amen.
So the only way you can get in is that you got to be willing to fornicate with the devil. You got to be willing to commit fully to the enemy. And then he will let you in, but you will be burdened down with sin. Come on here, somebody. Now, the woman they talk about here is America, and she's sitting on a scarlet colored, scarlet has to do with blood, scarlet colored beast. And the beast is the government, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. Now, the purple is supposed to represent prosperity, but how many of you know that this is a false image that the woman has?
Amen.
Because she's arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold. Look at this. But not her gold, though. It's not hers. And it's not real gold. Come on here, somebody. And precious stones and pearls, having a golden in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5, and upon her forehead was written a name. Are y'all still with me tonight? And upon her forehead was a name written, saying, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Now, America has become the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that that's why the big payback is coming? Are y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
And I saw the woman drunken. See, she drunk with the blood of the saints. See, blood has been unaccounted for. But God says, now I'm finna judge you for the blood that you've shed, that you haven't repented for, that's still on you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And with the blood of the martyrs of Yahshua. So she got the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Yahshua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said to me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. Verse 8, and the beast that thou seest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. Somebody, hallelujah, glory to God. So the beast is coming out of hell. So my thing, beloved, is how can we expect to get anything that is from heaven out of something that came out of hell? Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The only way we're going to get something out of heaven, saints, is that we got to be heavenly dressed and robed in the blood and in the righteousness of Yahshua himself. Amen. Walking in obedience to him. Hallelujah. But there is a call. And the call is for us to come out of Babylon. I don't know if you can hear me tonight, child of God. There is a call, but the call is to come out of Babylon.
Amen.
We can no longer, hallelujah, allow ourselves to be connected to Babylon. Tell somebody, say, maybe it's time to come out of her.
Come out of her. Amen.
It's time for us to separate us. See, this is what the Lord is saying. He's saying Babylon the Great is about to fall, but what he's saying is don't be caught. Now, this is the confirmation scripture that I'm hearing God say to speak to us tonight. He said, that's why I said, love not the world, neither the things in the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And don't be tricked by the enemy's trick card, because the trick card he's pulling on people right now is obey the laws of the land. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Amen.
But I want you to watch out for how the enemy is going to try to use the word of God to say, obey the laws of the land and obey them that have rule over you. This is what the government is telling the preachers to preach to the people.
Amen.
So am I supposed to obey God's law through the government when the government law go against God himself? Am I supposed to obey the laws of the land that come through the government when the government law disobey God's law? My answer is no. We are not to obey the government's law when the government's law go against God's law. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how many know at the end of the night, God's law is going to stand even when the government law fail? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't be a trick.
Neighbor, don't be a trick.
Because the enemy is tricking people. And let me tell you something, the enemy know the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And if you ain't careful, you got to know the word better than him. Ooh, shandarabo, korabasande. We got to know the word better than him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that we don't be tricked by the enemy's tricks and schemes. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, because God is going to bless his people. God is blessing his people. And the only somebody that's going to see the blessing of the Lord is those who have not fallen to the hand of the enemy. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. We give God praise and glory and honor and adoration tonight. Come on, give God another praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
God
you,
God is
Jesus.
An awesome God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want everybody
yes,
to be encouraged. Because if you're being fought by the enemy, I want to rest assured that that's only because God's getting ready to pour you out a blessing that you're not going to have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. God is going to make the crooked straight for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're blessing God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because as we make that decision to come out, God is saying, as you making a decision to come out, now I'm going to cover you like never before. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
glory,
I know everybody
to
need a
covering. Glory to God.
I mean, you know everybody need a covering. Hallelujah. We need a covering. The best covenant in the world is the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And while the Spirit of God is flowing, moving right now. Amen. Come on in, Elder. Amen. And have words. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to
Lord.
God. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for that word. We got to come out. Hallelujah of Babylon. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to come out from under. Hallelujah. They rules. Praise God. Somebody said, are we going back to Africa? No, I ain't trying to go back to Africa. Glory to God. I can't go back to where I ain't never been. Praise God. What we say, I'm trying to come up from under. Hallelujah. The law and the control of our government. Glory to God. Our government is alive, sir. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. And we keep believing these lies, praise God. We find out later it's a lie, but nothing gets done. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We find that Bruce went in there looking for all. He wasn't looking for talent. He was trying to get all. Now they got all the all. They done left them over there, and everybody getting killed. Glory to God, because they got what they wanted. It wasn't about terrorists, praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Babylon is a great whore. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when I thought about that prayer, as the man of God was speaking, I thought about how way before Columbus sailed the ocean blue and all that, some English settlers settled in Virginia and founded America. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. But watch this. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, America was married to the word. But then she started cheating on the word. Glory to God, hallelujah. Letting any and everybody, this was supposed to be a country built on Christian values. But then they started getting slaves. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then they started letting the Muslims come. Yeah, you can be a Muslim, I ain't sure. Yeah, you can be a Jew, I ain't tripping. Yeah, you can be a Buddhist, I ain't tripping. So now America is just a whore. Hallelujah. I ain't going to say it the way the Bible said a whore, a harlot. No, America's a whore. America got every God. We got every God now. America's just sleeping with everybody. We might as well be a pagan, hallelujah, and have you know how they got the thing up there, praise God, with all the little statues. That's what America has become. They done took down the Ten Commandments from in front of every courthouse. They done took the Bible out of the school when the school was built on the Bible. Y'all like, praise God, hallelujah. The only book they had when they first started the school was the Bible. But now they done took the Bible out of the school. Hallelujah. America become a whore. And we cannot follow her rules. We cannot condone same-sex marriage.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. We cannot condone, hallelujah, all these laws of the land that go against the laws of God. What did Jesus say about that? He said, your law, your tradition, hallelujah, undermines the laws of God.
Amen.
Of no effect. Come on, preacher. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory
God. Hallelujah. So you going to follow the law? Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Amen. Are you going to follow the law of God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you follow God's law, amen, God's law supersedes the law of the land. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. I like the way the man of God said, amen, the enemy know the word. You got to know the word better than he know the word. Remember when he came to Jesus, what he told Jesus? He came to Jesus with the word. He said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then he said, hallelujah, praise God. Why don't you jump off this hill? Because the word says that the angel will catch you up. Hallelujah. That's how he's getting people to commit suicide. Why don't you just jump?
Yeah.
God ain't going to send you to hell. God ain't going to let you die. Glory to God. That's how he got people selling drugs. They turning stones into bread. Oh, see, y'all don't know that string lingo. Y'all don't know about I got a pocket full of stones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, they got them turning stones into bread, turning rocks into bread. Y'all don't understand. Maybe y'all don't. Y'all ain't never been in the streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil knows the word. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. We need to be in the word so when the devil comes to us, we can go to him and say, hey, yeah, the word do say the angels are catching. Hallelujah. Amen. But it said, don't tempt the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I got an accident, the angels there to help me. But I'm not going to do it on purpose, glory to God. I'm not going to try God like that. Hallelujah. What's wrong with you, glory to God? Don't let the devil get in your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm. We thank God for that word on tonight. We need to come out of Babylon, people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you know why?
Yes,
because in Babylon, what's wrong is right and what's right is wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God
you,
for the
Hallelujah.
Man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. If you haven't sown your seed, sow it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Get your seed. Hallelujah. In the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God can produce a harvest in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. He talked about the spiritual fornication. Amen. But the Lord say, real quick, just give me 1 minute on this. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to stop spiritually fornicating, and we need to stop physically fornicating. Hallelujah. See, right now in Babylon, it's okay to, if you married, you can have a more than one sex partner. You can cheat on your husband. You can cheat on your wife. That ain't all right for you to be out there sleeping around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't all right for our children to be out here. Hallelujah. Sleeping with any and everybody. Praise God. Having unprotected sex. Hallelujah. And the songs on the radio say you were born this way. The devil is a lie. If you was born this way, the Bible says that you have to be born again. Glory
That's
to God.
It.
Hallelujah.
It's
more than just paying your tithe. It's more than just giving your offering. It's more than just you just stop cussing. Oh, I stop cussing. Hallelujah. But you still fornicate. It's worse that you're sober and you're still out there doing what you do.
Mm.
Praise God. It's worse that you got some wording and you still out there doing what you do. It was different when you ain't have no wording. It was different when you was out there in a drunken state. But you mean to tell me you sober and you got the word in you and you still out there fornicating in the spirit and fornicating in the physical? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God say, get it right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get it right. Hallelujah. That's holding up the blessing. Hallelujah. I can't give you the full blessing. Hallelujah, praise God. I can't give you the full thing. Hallelujah, praise God, because you won't do right. Glory to God. So God is saying tonight, amen, do right. Hallelujah. Stop fornicating in the spirit. Stop worshiping these other gods. Hallelujah. Stop ordaining these gay marriages. I know that's your friend and you work with him, but that ain't his husband.
Wow.
That ain't her wife. Glory to God. And everybody ain't going to get upset. You can explain to them, look, my religion, hallelujah, forbids me. Praise God, hallelujah, from recognizing what you are.
Come
I don't on, hate you as a person. Glory to God. I don't hate you as a person. We can work together. Glory to God. Yeah, when we at lunch, you can come sit at my table. I might tell you something about God. I might tell you something about Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I will not recognize that's your husband. That's your wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I will not sit here and listen to conversations about you cheating on yourself. Praise God. Not only can we not participate in it, we cannot condone. We cannot say as men and women of God that this all right. Well, you know, he ain't gave me none in 6 months, Elder, so I go to my friend. No. Hallelujah. Praise God. That ain't right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We on the rocks right now. Hallelujah. Well, you need to hold yourself. God will keep you if you got the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no excuse. Glory to God.
God took excuses away when he walked this earth in our own flesh. And he said, if I can do it, glory to God, you can do it too. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the
Amen.
Man of God. Hallelujah. We need to come out of Babylon on tonight. Come out of their ways. Come out of their laws. Come out from under their government. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Brave enough to bring that word. Hallelujah. That's a politically incorrect word. But how many of you know God is looking for some preachers that's ready to be politically incorrect? Oh, glory to God. God looking for some preachers that's willing to tell it like it is. That's not sugarcoat.
Yeah.
That ain't stepping on. Hallelujah. That ain't watering it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the man of God on tonight. I'm going to pray for the man of God, then I'm going to turn it back over into his hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bless the man of God on tonight, that you continue to strengthen him in his heart, strengthen him in his body, strengthen him in his soul, Lord. Strengthen him in his spirit, Lord. Continue, Lord, to pour into him virtue, to pour into him word, to pour into him wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection that you have put around him, that you put around his wife, you put around his children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you continue to pour into his life, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue, Lord, to prosper him in his mind, prosper him in his health, prosper him in his finances, Lord. And we thank you, Lord,
yes.
for the peace that you have given him, the peace that surpasses all understanding. I shout out that most even on my side now. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise
yes,
the name.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And we magnify yes. in your son
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. I want to remind all of y'all, we will be back here tomorrow night. Call in tomorrow night. Tune in tomorrow night. Be blessed with the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't just tune in. I noticed a lot of people that started tuning in and stopped calling in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you need to call in. Praise God. God says, hallelujah, amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So you need
say
to
so.
Say something. Praise God. You need to put your testimony on the altar. You need to put your prayer request on the altar. If two or more together agree on the thing, how are we going to agree? If I don't know what you're praying for, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So go ahead and talk. Go start back tuning in. We thank you for... Amen. Tuning in. Praise God. But we encourage you to call in. All of you out there on YouTube, praise God. We thank God for you watching the premiere. Amen. Praise God. Make sure you call in after those times on your screen. Praise God. Because you're probably watching this probably around midnight, your time, depending on your time zone. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But we are live every day, 5 to 6, 7 Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah, amen, with the number one prayer line in the world. Hallelujah, the committing to its international prayer line. So we encourage you to call in and tune in with us. Hallelujah, and be blessed with the word from the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, and he's going to go ahead and pray us out. Hallelujah, and give us his final announcement for tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you all. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. I hope you were
blessed
by the word of God tonight. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I hope you were blessed by the word of God tonight. Amen. I'm always asking God what is his word for us for this hour, because we have to have a right now word. Somebody say a right now word.
A right now word.
We don't need yesterday's bread. For today, we need today's bread, because yesterday's bread was only good for yesterday. Yesterday is gone, but right now is here and now. And so,
yes.
God, what is today's bread for us right now? Amen. With everything that is going on spiritually and mentally and physically, and how things are right now, we really need to hear the true voice of God. Amen. I'm excited about what God is up to right now. And he is definitely catapulting the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. And there's some more things that I'm looking to come to fruition, that I'm going to talk to my right hand and my dear brother, Elder Andre, amen, about, because I thank God for giving me a real true brother. Amen. And you know there ain't too many we can say that about. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you've been in this thing for a minute, you've seen a lot. Amen. It almost makes you want to shut down camp. Amen. Because you know, you see a lot of wolves in sheep clothing. You see a lot of hireling. You see a lot of false prophets and such. But God also has his real vessels on hand. So we thank God for a Holy Ghost connection. Amen. And I want to encourage you again, please sow your seed if you haven't sown, because God is waiting to give you a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive, but it's predicated upon your obedience. Amen. Blessings always follow obedience. Never forget that, child of God. Blessings follow obedience. So behind every obedient act, there is a blessing waiting to unfold and reveal it to you behind your obedience. Glory to God. So we thank God for that tonight. Are there any more questions, comments, or words of encouragement before I pray us out of here tonight? Amen. If not, amen. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen, for what our heart now understands. We thank you, Lord, for calling us out of Babylon. We thank you, Lord, for letting us know that this great harlot, this great whore, is about to be judged for her sin, and that you don't want us judged with her. Father, we give you praise and glory for all things. Continue to bless us. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit. We need your power, Lord. We need your anointing like never before, Lord. We thank you that we can do nothing without you, God. And we give you praise for all things, Father. And we bless your holy name tonight. We thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe, that he is already under our feet. He We give you praise tonight, Father. We bless you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're reversing every curse, God. Hallelujah. That you're overturning every wile and plot and scheme of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for victory that cannot be denied. We thank you for victory that cannot be denied. And we thank you for it tonight. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, what I say unto one.
What I say unto one.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
Pray.
Pray and pray.
And live holy.
And live holy
every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Neighbor. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. I speak love, peace, and blessings over you tonight. And amen. And until we meet again tomorrow night, be encouraged. And know that God is on your side. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace and blessings to love. Peace and blessings.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see.
beside me. Hold my hand in a valley. Lock a knife on me. Don't know where I would be. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
To the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Niggas
go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices in this city.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
No.
the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Live.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make it drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you're talking about. It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. Told you the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah.
But nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down for 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't part of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Jesus Christ, lift them high, and not the earth of Christ,
bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 bust it, yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless the Lord for time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. All the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up. I like this right here.